there's anything good that came out of this, it is the fact that the Supreme Court is crystal clear in relation to the fact that TDs, what they call utterances, what we say in the Dáil, what is said in the Shannon and the committees, is beyond approach to the courts. The courts cannot deal with what we say, and neither can it deal with how the CPP deals with what we say. So that's important, and that comes from the Constitution. Like, that's in black and white in the Constitution. That's why we were always quite certain that Dennis O'Brien was going to lose both his High Court case and his appeal to the Supreme Court. However, you know, the law is the law, and sometimes there's a point in it that maybe wasn't aired before, and there was always that fear. And can I tell you that if this judgment went the other way, this would have a huge gagging and chilling effect on members of the House of the Rockers in the future. Now, you mentioned in terms of, you know, it's called parliamentary privilege, and it's, you know, when you have a privilege, you have to use it very, very carefully. The documents that I received in relation to Dennis O'Brien's banking affairs contained all their information in relation to Dennis O'Brien. I didn't put that on the record at all, because it wasn't in the public interest, in my view. It didn't add to the point I needed to make. I have other confidential documents, very sensitive documents in relation to other individuals, which I've never shared with, on the Dáil with anybody else, because I do not believe that they're in the public interest. But on other occasions, I have put stuff on the Dáil record where it is in the public interest. You know, so, like, we do use this very, very carefully.